97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
St. Louis. Morning Brief.
And remember, what's interesting about this fire at the Millennium Hotel that Ethan just mentioned is the fact that this is under demolition. They've been in the process of trying to take this thing down to redevelop it.
Yeah, you got to wonder what's still in there that would have sparked a fire. Maybe somebody was welding on something or trying to use a torch to cut something apart.
But this was at 8 o'clock at night. Would people really be working there at 8 o'clock at night? And it's not like people had recently been in there and they had the restaurant open or people were staying there. I mean, this hotel has been vacant for, what, more than a decade? Some 14 years?
It's been vacant for a long time. I don't suppose there would still be homeless people having access to that while they're in the middle of demolition, right?
Well, and this was on the 24th floor.
Woo.
So what's going on? They haven't said anything about, you know, the cause, and thankfully no one was injured. But more to come on this.
Yeah. You know, a couple of big decisions yesterday came out of Jefferson City, Cole County, and they both came down in favor of our Secretary of State. And I just, it's important just to understand it's complicated. It's going to get appealed to the Supreme Court regardless of what happens. But one of them dealt with congressional maps, redistricting. The Democrats, of course, trying to go to court and get on an issue on the ballot to stop the redistricting that's already happened. Secretary of State's attitude was, you don't have, our Constitution does not give you the right to do that. That's not how our process works. And a judge agreed with him. The other issue was the issue of initiative petition reform. Once again, the left does not like the idea that you might stop them from putting whatever they want in the Missouri Constitution, and they don't want the legislature to be able to impact it either. So they were trying to get another initiative petition on the ballot that would restrict that in the future going forward. But it had a bunch of other stuff in it, and Denny Hoskins ruled, and the judge agreed, that it violates the single use of the single issue policy that's spelled out for initiative petitions, and the judge agreed. Can't go on the ballot. He agreed with Denny Hoskins in both of these cases. The left is trying to paint him as somehow fighting against the people. It sounds to me like he's standing up for the Constitution.
Yeah, this was interesting. The fact that it was in Cole County instantly, it was like, uh-oh, this is not going to be good. So I was actually shocked that it went this way. But yeah, you're right. I think this is a win for common sense, I think is how you've been phrasing it.
Yes, it is a win for common sense. There's no doubt. Now, that may not have, I don't know how much common sense there is in the Missouri Supreme Court these days, because remember, the Missouri plan was also an initiative petition by the left. And the way we pick judges now is a very liberal operation. And again, if we had fixed initiative petition when we had a chance, this wouldn't be happening again, but it's still happening.
Yep. All right. So some good news for anyone who was impacted by all that radiation from Coldwater Creek, because RECA, which is the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, which took effect last year, it sounds like that could be expanding. So there's this proposed bill in Congress that would make more St. Louis area zip codes eligible for federal compensation under this. Right now, there are 21 zip codes here in the St. Louis area that would be eligible. Now, they're thinking that 10 more could be added. So, 63017, actually, that's where I grew up. That's Chesterfield. You have Jennings, for example, more parts of St. Louis City. You actually have Madison over in Illinois. All these different zip codes now could be included in this. And really, what you have to do is just go online through the end of this year and apply. Now, there are certain types of cancer that I guess you'd have to have in order to qualify for this.
Correct.
But it sounds like lawmakers have been able to expand the parameters of this. I know Josh Hawley's been really big on this. Wesley Bell has been really big trying to spearhead this effort. So it's kind of been from both sides, thankfully, have been trying to get some sort of compensation for people who were impacted by this.
I know so many people that grew up there, and I was one of the reporters in St. Louis that first covered that story back in as the Coldwater Creek group started demanding some answers and health surveys and checking for cancer clusters and all that back in the early 2000s. And thank goodness it's a shame it's taken this long, but thank goodness they're finally getting some answers to all this. I know so many people in that area who played in that creek as kids or lived right along it and had family members and friends die of just all kinds of horrible cancers.
Yep. My very first story at KMOV was about Coldwater Creek. This is pretty cool. So we have some of the best golfers in the world right here in St. Louis. You have Rory McIlroy, you have Scottie Scheffler, who are all here for the BMW Championship. I mean, they're expecting tens of thousands of people at that Belle Reve Country Club. golf course this weekend. Well, really starting today. So as you mentioned earlier, traffic's going to be impacted. But this is great. Puts St. Louis in the national spotlight. Certainly brings in a lot economically. This is a really, really good thing for St. Louis.
Yeah, the economic impact ought to be huge. The traffic's going to be out probably on maybe 141 around Conway there, because that's one of the ways you get into this. Smartly, they're parking people out at the St. Charles Family Arena and busing them over so they can try to eliminate some of the parking problem as it gets more crowded starting today. So if you're going out there, do your homework before you drive. How about that? All right, coming up, we will get to our friend Tom Ackerman. We'll talk to him more about that BMW championship. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.